Both Marshall Crenshaw and Chris Isaak have new albums out. Crenshaw has been recording longer than Isaak, but rock critic Ken Tucker says they're both still outside the rock mainstream and they deserve more attention. Here's Crenshaw with Whatever Way the Wind Blows.
Marshall Crenshaw and Chris Isaak, two guys who can't get a break, two guys distributed by Warner Brothers Records, two guys making some good music not enough people are hearing, two rock and roll mysteries.
I never thought someone like you would love me. You're the last thing my heart expected. Didn't think I'd ever find somebody, someone who makes me feel.
Frankly, I can't imagine any sensible rock fan not responding to that song, Some Hearts, from Marshall Crenshaw's new fourth album, Good Evening. It's an immediately charming song whose lovely directness holds up on repeated listenings. Crenshaw has recorded lots of songs that are just as good, yet he's never had a hit. The same is true to some extent of Chris Isaak. That's Chris Isaak singing Wrong to Love You from his new third album, Heart-Shaped World. Isaak specializes in the rock music version of a brooding pout. He is, with his dry-cut pompadour and fondness for white t-shirts, a throwback to an earlier era of stardom, when film stars like Marlon Brando and James Dean were icons equal to rockers in their allure. This results in some degree of mannerism in Isaac's music. He's not as good at updating his stylistic debts as Crenshaw is, and he takes his inspiration from the 50s, from Presley and Roy Orbison and even country stars like Hank Williams and Marty Robbins. Crenshaw is a 60s man. The Beatles and one-shot wonders like the Bobby Fuller Four are his role models. Marshall Crenshaw's version of the Bobby Fuller Four's Let Her Dance. Good Evening will probably be attacked by longtime Crenshaw fans as a sellout move. The album was produced by David Kirschenbaum, who's worked with Tracy Chapman, for heaven's sakes, and for the first time includes a number of songs not written by Crenshaw himself, including Richard Thompson's Valerie, John Hyatt's Some Place Where Love Can't Find Me, and an admittedly dreadful version of the Isley Brothers' Live It Up. For the most part, it's an upbeat album. This contrasts sharply with the simmering moodiness of Chris Isaak, who frequently boils over in bursts of passion, as on I'm Not Waiting.
I have pictures in my troubled past, and they shake like broken glass. I have memories I kept of you. I return them with the past. 'Cause I'm not waiting for you. I'm not waiting for you anymore. I give up, my love can't win.
suppose that song would be deemed too country to be played on rock stations and too rock to be played on country, and is therefore doomed to the obscurity that Isaac's other records have found. Chris Isaac has come close to stardom exactly twice. He was named Hot Rocker of the Year by Rolling Stone magazine 3 years ago, and appeared very briefly as a baby-faced killer in the Jonathan Demme movie Married to the Mob. I'm being a little disingenuous as I proceed with this whine about the lack of commercial success that Crenshaw and Isaac have suffered. I do know a few reasons why they haven't made it. Neither of them, for example, has a conventionally attractive voice. Crenshaw's is reedy, verging on chalky. Isaac's is rumbling, verging on an Elvis impersonation. Then, too, many of their songs are more emotionally ambivalent than pervasive pop anthems usually are. Still, they deserve better than they've received. Marshall Crenshaw and Chris Isaac, cut these guys some slack, will ya?